And now to continue the life of Mary Southern, which at the moment finds itself involved in a strange mixture of human emotion. Mary knows that without Danny's testimony, that he too knew that Max was working against the gambling syndicate and not with it, there will be little chance to gain a trial postponement from the district attorney, and that Max's conviction will be inevitable. Yesterday, she learned from Max's secretary at the Sanders Interest that Merlin Davis, one of the directors of the Interest, and Gerald Proust, enemy of Mary and Max's, had a private meeting with young Danny. And it was obvious to Mary that both Davis and Proust planned to influence Danny and assure Max's conviction. On the other hand, Dr. John Benson frankly confessed to Mary how important it was that Max be freed, because otherwise, John felt his unrequited love for the young woman might eventually lead them both to destruction. It was a stark statement for John to make, but knowing how long and silently he has loved Mary, we believe we can understand. Honorable as he still thinks that Mary married the wrong man. Now, only a short while later, Mary is in Dr. John Benson's office, telling him of Danny's visit to Davis and Proust.
Well, Mary, there's no doubt about it. Davis and Proust are planning to get at Danny and be sure that he stays on the DA's side. Proust wants to be sure that Max goes to prison.
John, Danny wouldn't possibly sell his testimony. I would kill Daddy Stratford.
I know it would.
Well, I don't suppose there's much we can do about it.
If we accuse him of it, he'll shut up like a clam and become more bitter than ever.
I wouldn't dare tell Max how important Danny's testimony is. He's convinced that he hasn't a chance to get a postponement.
I don't want to be a calamity howler, Mary, but I'm getting afraid myself.
Well, he's a patient, John. I'd better get back to my babies. Daddy's probably worn to a frazzle with him.
He loves it. You wait here. I won't be long. Well, hello, Danny. Come in.
Oh, hello, Doc. I want to see you for a few minutes.
Well, just a minute, Danny. I've someone in my office.
Well, I can talk to you right here. It won't take long.
Well, Danny, what's on your mind?
Doc, I've been doing a lot of thinking about curing Phyllis.
We all have, Danny.
Doc, is there a place somewhere in Europe where they specialize in cases like Phyllis?
Well, yes, I think there is. In Switzerland, I believe. Why? What about it?
I'm thinking of sending Phyllis to that place. Can she stand the trip right now?
Danny, are you crazy?
Hmm?
Do you have any idea what a trip and a treatment like that would cost?
Plenty, I guess.
A fortune.
Well, I'm going to get some reward money for turning the gambling syndicate over to the governor.
That wouldn't be half enough for Trump's case.
Maybe I can get the rest of the money. I don't know. No. Thanks, Doc.
So long.
Danny.
Huh? What do you want?
Come back here.
What do you want, Doc?
Where do you plan to get enough money to send Phyllis to Switzerland, to an expensive sanitarium? Tell me.
Now, look, Doc. You say you can't cure Phyllis. Okay, I'm not blaming you. But I also can't sit around and let Phyllis waste away like she's doing. If you can't cure, I've got to find some other way. Maybe the Switzerland place is it. I don't know. But I'm going to find out. And how I'm going to get the money isn't any of your business. Well, so long, Doc.
Danny, Mary.
Danny?
Yep. And you were right. They've gotten to him.
I was afraid of that.
Someone's thought of offering Danny a chance to take Phyllis to Switzerland and cure her.
No. Why, John, I thought she couldn't be cured.
I never mentioned it, Mary, because I thought the cost was out of the question. It will cost a fortune. Even they may not be able to cure her, but if she can be cured, they can do it.
And Danny's going to sell his testimony. Have a chance of curing Phyllis. Oh, John, this is terrible. We can't blame Danny, and yet he can't perjure himself for his own personal feelings.
He shouldn't, but I'll lay 100 to 1 that he does. And just as you say, Who among us can blame him?
Well, Doc Benson said I was coming along fine. I don't see why I have to go to Switzerland.
Now listen, Poopsie. There's something you've got to know.
Something I've got to know?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, then?
Now, don't get excited. But, well, Doc Benson doesn't think you'll ever walk again.
Oh. Well, that's why my legs feel so funny, I guess.
Now, look, don't worry, Philly, because I got it all fixed. You're going to Switzerland. I found out about this place, and even Doc Benson had to admit that you had a chance there.
Never walk again. Oh, Danny.
Oh, now quit crying, will you? I wouldn't have told you if I weren't sure I could swing this trip, but I can. I know it. So quit crying, huh?
Danny, the money, it's honest, isn't it?
Huh? Oh, sure it's honest. But besides, I'm getting a lot of reward money for turning in the gambling syndicate.
It's sort of... Well, funny that we have to use money that sends my brother to jail to cure me. Danny, I don't like that.
Now listen, Phyllis. You and I are married. We've got two children. We've got to think of ourselves, not of Max or Mary or anyone else. We owe our lives to those two children. And to each other.
Yes. Yes, I guess so. I guess so. Oh, well.
Look at honey. Don't say a word of this to anybody, you hear? Just keep it to yourself until I get all the arrangements made.
Hmm? May I come in? Oh, Mary. Mary, sure, come on in.
Hello, Phyllis. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Mary.
My, you look happy, Phyllis.
Well, I just heard some good news.
Phyllis.
Oh? Well, what was it?
Phyllis, I told you to keep quiet.
Oh, Mary can know she's one of the family. Mary, Danny's got a fix for me to go to Switzerland and get cured. He just told me that John doesn't think I'll ever walk again. But Danny's got a fix for me to go someplace in Switzerland that can cure me. So I can walk again. Isn't that wonderful? It was a terrible shock when he told me that I could never walk again. Just like my little whoopsie puppy. He's got to fix up so I can. Isn't that wonderful? What's the matter, Mary? You don't look like you're so pleased about it.
I am happy, Phyllis. I'm just a little... Danny, would you mind helping me to the car? I'm a little faint.
Mary, what's wrong?
Please, Danny.
Okay.
I'll send him right back, Phyllis.
Take care of yourself, Mary.
I will, Phyllis. Danny, there's nothing wrong with me. I only wanted to get you outside without Phyllis suspecting anything. Danny, I know what happened. Davis and Proust have offered you this money for Phyllis if you lie about Max.
I'm not saying anything, Mary.
They don't want you to testify that you know that Max was working against the syndicate. And they've offered you a lot of money. You were clever, Danny. Because they offered a possible cure for Phyllis. That's why it's so horrible.
I'm thinking of Phyllis. All you think of is Max.
That's not true, Danny. And I promise that if you do accept their offer, John Benson, nor I, nor anyone will breathe a word of it. We'll try to fight for Max without you. After all, Phyllis is everything to you, but... Danny, listen to me. Not for my sake or Max's, but for yours and for Phyllis. There's no such thing as happiness bought with the money of a betrayer. That's the truth, Danny. A man by the name of Judas found that out almost 2,000 years ago.
What a delicate situation you're in now, Mary. But somehow we think you've done wisely and well. You warned Danny of the unhappiness ahead, brought with betrayer's money. The decision now rests with him, his own happiness, and yours, Phyllis's and Max's as well.